Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more Follow English podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers of English. This is episode 5. My name is Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre. It's pretty hot here in Porto Alegre, right now it's 2 p.m. and the temperature is around 30 degrees Celsius. Today I'm going to be talking about learner profiles. So different learner profiles. This is basically a discussion about learning styles, how learners see language. I'm going to start by talking about two very distinct ways of viewing language and how this can affect your learning process. So imagine a spectrum. At one end of the spectrum, you have students or learners who are very grammar-driven. So grammar-driven meaning that they like to focus on structures and they see language as a bunch of structures which combine together to form, meaning and to communicate, yes. And at the other end of the spectrum, you have learners who are more communication-driven, yes, let's say communication-driven learners. So communication-driven learners normally focus on expressing themselves and getting their meanings through rather than having or using structures and seeing language as a bunch of structures that come together to form meaning. So the positive points of being or having a profile which is more grammar-driven is that grammar-driven students, they are very analytical, and so they organize their notes very well. They tend to pay attention to and copy things that you write on a board or whatever you're telling them. So as a teacher, as I've been teaching for about 20 years now, I could say that grammar-driven students are very, very good in class. They normally take notes. They normally want to have a more chronological view of what they're learning. So this month this week they're learning the present, and then maybe next week they're going to be learning the past or present continuous. So they keep notes of how their learning is progressing. And communication-driven, so this is one of the positive points of grammar-driven students or learners. But on the other hand, grammar-driven students or learners, they tend to be very reluctant to communicate or to speak freely. So this is a drawback, let's say. They tend to be very worried about their mistakes, yes, and this is one of the big drawbacks here if you are very grammar driven. So they are very worried about making mistakes and how they sound, how they if native speakers will be able to understand them or not, if that's the right way to say things. So they're very worried about that, and they end up failing to communicate or failing to express themselves because they are afraid of making mistakes, and they don't try out new structures and new vocabulary and so on. Yes, this would be a negative point. Now, moving on to the other end of the spectrum, where we have learners who are communication driven. So they're basically communication oriented learners, let's say. They are more worried about communication than about being or using language precisely. They are always willing to express themselves, to give their opinions. they're not too worried about mistakes and about how well they will be understood, but they are really worried about getting their message across, you know. So the positive point of being a communication-driven learner is that you will be always engaged in trying to express your ideas, and you will be able to communicate from the very beginning of your learning process. You will always be trying, and you are not going to be too worried about your mistakes. So this is a positive thing. So normally, communication-driven students, they tend to be a lot more talkative at the beginning, and they tend to speak English from the very beginning, from the very first classes. They tend to communicate in English, or at least try to communicate. Yeah. The negative point for communication-driven students or learners would be that sometimes communication-driven students, they make lots of mistakes, and they fail to be aware of their language. They are not worried about the language they're using. So sometimes they repeat the same mistakes over and over again. And even if you correct them, or if you try to teach them in a more analytical way, you get them to you know, think about language and reflect about the structures that they are using or that they should be using. They end up forgetting all that instruction, all those instructions, and they go on and keep making the same mistakes over and over again. So this might be a negative point here for communication-driven learners. Okay, so like everything in life, you need to strike the right balance between those two ends of the spectrum. The ideal scenario would be if you manage to communicate and to express your ideas from the very beginning, you're not too worried about your mistakes, but at the same time you find some moments in which you can reflect about your language, reflect about the structures you're using, and try to make your English more sophisticated by using new structures and new language as well. Okay, I guess this is it for today. Please visit this podcast's webpage, which is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can also send an email to info@followenglish.com.br if you want to contact me. If you decide to have a look at the page, there is a way to subscribe via email if you want. And there is also a contact form on the webpage, which you can use in case you want to contact me. And I would love to hear your comments and suggestions if you have. If you have any suggestions for new topics for the upcoming episodes, please let me know. Send me a message. And don't forget to share. Yes, share. And you can also follow us on Twitter or Facebook. Thank you very much for listening. See you next time. Bye.